Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Daily Detachment. Let's be real, relationships can be a wild ride, right? One minute you're riding high on love and laughter, the next minute, you're stuck in an emotional roller coaster of drama. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate those bumpy roads with more grace and ease? Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of emotional detachment, not in a cold, heartless way, but as a superpower for building stronger, healthier relationships. Think about it. Ever felt like someone's mood swings were affecting your entire day? Or maybe you've been caught up in a whirlwind of arguments where you just end up feeling drained and frustrated? Emotional detachment isn't about shutting down your feelings or becoming an emotionless robot. It's about learning to observe your emotions without letting them control you, creating space for calm and clarity even when things get heated. So, how do we actually cultivate this emotional detachment superpower? Well, here are 5 key takeaways that can totally change the game for your relationships. 1. Recognize your emotional triggers. Ever notice certain people or situations always seem to set you off? Maybe it's a sibling who loves to tease, a boss who micromanages, or even a friend with an endless supply of drama. Identifying these triggers is like having a map to your emotional landscape. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for managing those reactions. 2. Practice mindfulness. This one's not just about meditating in the park, although that's awesome too. Mindfulness means being fully present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you're practicing mindfulness, you become aware of your emotions as they arise, allowing you to choose how you respond instead of reacting impulsively. Think of it like a mental pause button, giving yourself time to breathe before jumping into a heated conversation. 3. Separate your identity from others' opinions. Let's face it, sometimes people can be incredibly opinionated, and not always in a good way. But here's the truth, your worth is not tied to what other people think about you. It's easy to get caught up in trying to please everyone, but remember, true fulfillment comes from staying true to yourself. When you detach from the need for external validation, you create space for genuine connections and self-love. 4. Focus on communication, not control. Relationships are a dance, not a dictatorship. Trying to control someone else's emotions or behavior is like trying to herd cats. It's just going to end in frustration. Instead of focusing on controlling the situation, focus on communicating your needs and boundaries clearly and respectfully. 5. Remember, you can't fix everyone. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. Sometimes, people choose not to change, even if you offer support and guidance. While it's natural to want to help those we care about, remember that you can't force someone to evolve. Detaching from the need to fix others allows you to focus your energy on what you can control, your own actions and reactions. Now, let me tell you a story that really brought this concept home for me. Remember that time when my bestie, Sarah, was going through a breakup? She was heartbroken, lashing out at everyone, and I swear, she even started blaming the avocados. It was intense. At first, I felt myself getting sucked into her drama vortex. But then I remembered this whole emotional detachment thing. Instead of getting caught up in her negativity, I focused on being a supportive friend without taking her emotional roller coaster personally. I listened patiently, offered words of encouragement, but didn't try to fix her problems or tell her what to do. Eventually, she started to realize that her pain wasn't contagious and she began to heal on her own. See, emotional detachment isn't about being cold, it's about creating space for compassion and clarity in your relationships. By recognizing our triggers, practicing mindfulness, setting healthy boundaries, and focusing on communication, we can cultivate healthier, more fulfilling connections. Remember, life is a journey, and relationships are part of the ride. But with emotional detachment as your guiding principle, you can navigate those bumpy roads with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of inner peace. So go out there, practice what we've talked about today, and let me know how it goes. Share your experiences on social media using hashtag Daily Detachment. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, stay detached, stay strong, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.